Business news now from Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. There was a marginal fall in consumer sentiment for a third month running in April. This is according to the latest consumer sentiment index from the credit union. The report is authored by economist Austin Hughes, who is standing by. Those 3 months of falls follow 4 months of fairly solid gains, Austin, at the end of last year. So what's prompting this apparent nervousness among consumers when inflation is falling quite steadily?
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, I think a little bit like our weather, I think the economic and financial temperature hasn't really picked up in the way consumers might have expected or hoped at the end of last year. There was a sense that inflation was coming down, that the economy had held in well. So this led to expectations that consumers would feel an improvement in their living standards quite quickly, and that hasn't transpired. We know, you know, the deterioration in April is quite modest, but it is going the wrong way, and it's probably a reflection of both the fact that they're not feeling things are getting wonderful, but also that there have been a couple of developments that are a bit worrisome. And in April, there were a lot of layoff announcements, worries about job losses in the hospitality sector, a couple of reports from recruitment companies suggesting new hiring wasn't as strong as it could have been. So that would have led to a little bit of uncertainty about the jobs market. Not a sense that things are going really badly, but just they're not as good as maybe had been hoped for. And also we saw a spate of very high profile price increases, again, that counter the inflation story.
Yeah, particularly on the fuel forecourts where petrol and diesel prices are going back up again. So is there a sense here, I wonder, that things are just not behind us yet?
That's exactly it. The consumers aren't seeing a reversal of the pressures that they faced over the last while. As you say, excise taxes increased on motor fuels, so that was one element. I think there were also quite a range of increases in areas like mobile, TV, broadband charges. And some of those increases were quite chunky in April. And because they're something that is a key focus for consumers, there's a sense, hang on a minute, costs are still increasing, and the sense that perhaps the inflation worries, the cost of living crisis, was entirely behind us, that's being rethought now, and consumers are a little bit more nervous. It's not that the world is ending. It's not that consumers are really, really negative. They're certainly less fearful than they were a year ago, but there's just a sense that things haven't improved in the way that they might have hoped and expected.
Well, let's look ahead and some expected good news, at least for mortgage holders. Interest rate cuts, would you expect to see them to start showing through in the next month or two, or is it a case of, well, I'll believe it when I see it?
Well, I think the message from the survey over the last while has been consumers will wait till they see the whites of Christine Lagarde's eyes saying rates are coming down. I do think we should see that in June, but there is a little bit nervousness because we've had energy prices remaining high globally, and we've also had some comments from the ECB warning about the general pricing environment. And yesterday we had some disappointing news on the inflation front from the US. So there's a sense that, yes, better days are coming, but they may not be coming quite as quick or quite as forcefully as consumers had hoped. So, you know, all isn't lost, but it certainly isn't the summer of contentment that perhaps consumers had expected.
Economist Austin Hughes, thank you very much indeed.